Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat has agreed to hold presidential and parliamentary elections within 6 months. Many Palestinians have been pressing for reforms to an administration that is widely regarded as corrupt. The elections would mark the first time Arafat has faced voters since he was overwhelmingly elected president of the Palestinian Authority in 1996.
Meanwhile, two Israeli men suspected of trying to bomb an Arab neighborhood in East Jerusalem appeared in an Israeli court today. The men are residents of a Jewish settlement in the West Bank. The investigation is ongoing, but Israeli police say they may charge the men with attempted murder and illegal possession of weapons. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Jerusalem.
A small group of Jewish settlers rallied outside the courthouse today to show their support for the two suspects. Moments later, tempers flared and a brief scuffle erupted when police tried to bring the wife of one of the suspects in for questioning. Police say they arrested Shlomo Dvir and Yarden Morag in a parked car in an Arab neighborhood of East Jerusalem at 2:30 in the morning of April 29th. Police searched the car and found an unlicensed pistol and machine gun. But what concerned the police more were the contents of the large metal trailer attached to the car. Police Superintendent Kobi Zrian says there were four separate containers of fuel and gasoline, all attached to a fuse that was set to detonate later that morning.
It was definitely a big explosion supposed to be at that spot. And it was a major damage that was prevented.
The car and trailer were parked on a busy street near the Mount of Olives between a hospital and a Palestinian girls' school. Superintendent Zrian says if the trailer bomb had gone off as planned, it would almost certainly have killed and wounded children and patients at the hospital.
It would check the stability, for sure, because the feelings of revenge that we suppose that the Jerusalem Arabs would have, of course, should have those consequences.
Since the initial arrests, police have detained four more Jewish settlers in connection with the alleged bomb plot. However, citing security reasons, Israeli authorities imposed a gag order on the investigation and denied some of the suspects access to lawyers for weeks. When the news was released last weekend, spokesman for the conservative Yeshua Settlers Council quickly condemned the alleged bomb plot. Rabbi Daniel Cohn of the Bataan settlement, where three of the arrested men live, says it is possible his fellow settlers planned to bomb the girls' school and hospital, but he says it's wrong to call this an Israeli terrorist cell.
I think if anything, we're talking about some young men who are bleeding in their hearts over the kind of barbaric violence that's been acted against us, and they might have broken on that.
Josh, a 19-year-old religious student from New Jersey, was among those on hand outside the courthouse today to show support for the suspects. Josh believes they were trying to send a message to the Palestinians in the wake of the dozens of Palestinian suicide attacks in Israel.
You know, it's not going to happen, you know, without you know, retaliation. You guys are playing a dangerous game here. It's not free blood. That's the message they're trying to send. That's a message I agree with completely.
At today's court hearing, a judge extended Dvir and Morag's detention by at least a week. He also ordered the release of one of the other suspects for lack of evidence. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Jerusalem.